Right now it is time for sports. Let's bring in Mike Cozzi. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
And how are you this morning?
I'm good.
So, you know, we pay big bucks to Comcast. We have not only cable service, okay, and internet service, but we go for the high tier, the highest speed, which comes to about an additional, let's say, $90 to $100 a month on our bill here at the station. But because we want backup at all our transmitter sites, we have four transmitter sites, we have it there. Plus, we have backup at my house so I could have a studio in case something happens, right? So you're looking at just a cable bill for internet of somewhere around $500 or $600 a month. You'd think they'd be able to get their wireless system right where it doesn't crap out every once in a while. You would think. But don't think, because it's not true.
Well, I'm not going to comment on it because I don't want to get you guys in trouble.
Okay. All right. Well, speaking about trouble, the Raiders are being sued.
They should be.
Yep. The suit is coming from, of course, where they play now.
Oakland.
Yep. And they are suing.
They should.
Yep. They call the NFL as a cartel.
It is.
They recommended the Oakland City Council authorize filing the lawsuit to recover damages resulting from the Raiders' illegal move, including lost revenue, money that Oakland and taxpayers invested in the Raiders and other costs. By approving the move to Las Vegas, they say the NFL was boycotting Oakland in the marketplace for hosting a football club and thus violated federal antitrust laws, while the Raiders' move also violated the NFL's own policies for team relocation. There you go.
Until these conglomerate monsters known as football teams build their own stadiums, fund their own facilities, all these townships and cities have a right to do this, every single one of them. Because the NFL is the richest professional league in sports. The owners are the richest owners in sports. They should build their own stadiums. And until they don't, or until they do, this should happen to every single one of them.
Yeah,
that's my opinion.
If you're going to use taxpayer money, any amount of taxpayer money, then you know what? You're locked in. You're locked in until the stadium's all paid off and all those things are done with.
It's the politicians too, because they prostitute themselves to these teams to say we're going to have jobs for my community. Well, which jobs are we going to have, Mr. Politician? The ones that are here for 3 years and then decide to go somewhere else, and that we're funding, the taxpayers are basically funding those jobs by funding the bill for these NFL monstrosities? No, thank you.
All right, so let's go on to sports. How about Corey Kluber? Looks like he's going to be traded to the Dodgers.
Yeah, well, good for the Dodgers. Corey Kluber's looked lousy the last 2 years. He has trouble completing a season the way he finishes it. I think he's on the back nine. I think he's on the back five. And the Dodgers are picking him up. Good for the Dodgers, because I dislike the Dodgers, and I think that's a bad move.
And the Mets look like they're going to get Real Muto from the Marlins?
No, that ain't happening.
You don't think it's going to happen?
No, no shot. They pulled out of the deal.
Wow.
So, you're a little behind on that one, Marshall.
I'm just looking at the latest update from MLB Network.
Well, maybe Comcast didn't send you the right update. No, they pulled out of that deal. That was a three-way deal
with the Marlins,
Yankees, and the Mets. That's dead.
No, MLB.
They're chasing a free agent now. They're not looking for him anymore.
No, the MLB says that deal is dead, but the Mets are still the front runners to get him.
Well, maybe nobody else is. Maybe the Mets are the front runners because nobody else has interest. No, they're pursuing a free agent for that. And speaking of the Mets, Mickey Callaway should be fired before the season even starts because he gave Robinson Cano carte blanche to be a mutt. He said that it's okay for somebody like Robinson Cano to give less than a maximum effort in running out ground balls, and people like Rosario and other young players need to realize it. It's Robinson Cano. He earned the right to do that.
You don't ever earn the right to dog it.
And his excuse is because he looks to play 162-game schedule. first of all, there's no way in God's world that Robinson Cano is ever going to play 160 games because he's a M-U-double-T. And by him allowing this to happen, just says, well, why can't I do it? I'm a professional just like him. So now instead of having one mutt, the infection's going to be throughout your lineup. What's wrong with these people? You are paid to come and play. You are paid to come and run. If you don't, you're a mutt, and you shouldn't be playing. And Robinson Cano's a mutt. He hasn't even stepped on the field yet, and he's already infecting the Mets. Bad move.
There you go.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And the other mutt that's the catcher for the Yankees, he better worry now because he just got a boost of confidence from the GM that he's their catcher.
That's right.
So make sure you're packing your bag, Sanchino. You're going somewhere.
All right. So
and the Yankees, again, they confirmed that they're not chasing J.A. Happ.
Yeah, unbelievable.
I don't know. I don't get it. I don't know.
But you know who they are chasing?
I don't know. Who's left?
Machado.
Good.
Unbelievable.
I would love to see them sign Machado.
Unbelievable.
I would absolutely love to see them sign Machado.
That's just what we need.
Because then maybe Andujar will learn how to play third base and become a perennial all-star for, I don't know, let's say the White Sox or somebody, and Machado will continue to be a mutt. And by signing Machado, he's your fill for shortstop this year for 5 months, but then when somebody named Gregorius comes back and he should be your shortstop, and then you have to burp and pacify Machado, let the games begin.
Yeah, I know.
Thank you, Yankees. Go sign him. Please do. Go ahead. I like you to sign a guy that steps on first baseman's ankles, don't run out balls, is going to be a big distraction in your locker room. Go sign him. Please, hurry up. I'll send you a pen.
Yeah, I'm a little surprised that the Yankees need pitching. They don't need more hitting. We found that out from this year. You don't need more hitting.
You got two young guys playing second and playing third.
Yeah.
Teach the second baseman and the third baseman how to play defense. They're more than adequate position players to play in the major leagues. You have one of the best shortstops in the league playing shortstop. Figure out what was wrong with him last year. Maybe it was this injury. Who knows? Because he started off like a house of fire at the plate and then went into the ice age. Figure out what's wrong with him. Instead of opening up the bank and paying this clown $30 million a year, go sign two second-tier starters that you need to get yourself through a season with the $30 million you're going to give to that bum, and make yourself competitive to try to beat the Red Sox this year. Signing Machado is not going to be anything to help the Yankees win. Like, I'll use the marshmallow analogy here. If Machado was a player to build a team around, he'd still be on the Orioles. End of story.
All right. Anything else before we go?
A couple of big basketball teams are getting beat. Kentucky got beat on Saturday by Seton Hall at the Garden. And last night, for the first time since Ben Franklin discovered electricity, the University of Pennsylvania beat Villanova. So, a couple of teams are getting beat up here by some smaller schools. Villanova, it's a loss in the conference, and they're 6-3. So not a good night for Villanova last night.
All right. And we don't have to worry about picks till tomorrow night.
Yeah, it's a long week.
Yeah, it is for some
reason. I woke up this morning saying, all right, who's playing tonight? I'm like, wait a minute, it's only Wednesday.
It's only Wednesday, that's right. No one's playing tonight.
Well, that's okay. We can't wish our lives away.
All right, Mike, we'll speak to you tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.
Take care. Mike Cosi with the Check on Sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.